First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
you could
drama
be queens. Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, welcome to our slumber party. We had slumber parties on the show. They always ended in like a fight or something ridiculous yes. happening. The pillow fight with all the feathers. We decided that we earned full glam for our totally cool Wintry Hill slumber party. We even wore our chic.
Bunnies
on our feet.
Thanks, Streetsies. We feel totally glam.
We did it. Guys, welcome to OTH Day. It is September 23rd. 923 is honestly a sort of sacred set of numerology, if you will, in our family. It's such a meaningful day for us. Whenever we see the numbers, we screenshot times, we send it to each other, and we're so excited to be here and celebrate with all of you. You just heard from our musical king, Gavin DeGraw. Ooh. And tell the people who we have next,
guys. Joy. We're so excited. We're so excited, especially me being part of NAILI. I'm super extra excited to introduce to you Jimmy Allen. Jimmy, are you here?
What's your name? What you drinking? Yeah, what's your favorite song? If you're thinking what I'm thinking, we ain't gonna
Hello?
Be in this far too long. We'll be sticking on out to your
car. There he is. Hey, welcome to our slumber party, Jimmy.
How are you? It's good to be here. Like, I'm totally like fangirling right now.
Oh, God!
The heck out of Wintry Hill. So this is super cool.
We love you. We are such big fans. And I was super excited because I was already a fan of yours. And then I didn't know that you wrote your single about Nathan and Haley. Mm-hmm. And so I was just super excited about that. Can you tell us a little bit about how that song was inspired?
Yeah. So like I'm a 16-year-old girl in a grown man's body.
God bless you.
We love it.
And I remember I was headed to a write one day in Nashville in 2016, I think, something like that. And I just had this melody in my head. And then I just went back and started watching Wintry Hill again. And I was at that part where Haley was on tour, right? You know how the tour life be sometimes. You know, you gotta test your relationship. But y'all made it, you know, the characters made it through, you know? So that's what the song is about, just figuring out, you know what? This relationship's gonna be tough. You've had my back before. I've had your back before. And just realizing that relationships are 100% total, not two people giving 100%, which is 100% total. There's be one day where I can only give 20 and my wife will have to give 80.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just kind of understanding that balance and watching that show and, you know, seeing the person that Haley turned Nathan into, I was like, yo.
How did you find Wintry Hill? How did you come across the show?
Honestly, back in the beginning, I'm a Wintry Hill OG.
So what this means is you've been in the fandom the whole time and you started the rewatch before we did?
Yeah.
Oh, I've rewatched Wintry Hill at least over 30 times.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I got my wife into it. Oh, listen, it's real. Even now, when I see Jana Kramer, I still call her Alex Dupre. Because I know Alex Dupre.
No, I'm sure she loves that.
Yeah,
you guys, I feel so excited.
I know. I know.
Jimmy, we are such big fans of yours.
Oh, are you on tour right now with Brad? Or what? Tell us about your new album.
We're on Brad tour right now. I'm doing Dancing with the Stars.
I know.
You are.
We're in Wisconsin right now. I'm headlining a show here tonight, but they flew my dance partner Emma out with me. So we just had rehearsal.
Sweet.
Hang out with y'all. They're gonna hop on stage, and we got a show tomorrow, and then another show, and then another show, then back to LA for to get my dance on.
And meanwhile, you also just like wrote a children's book, right? Because I got a super sweet package in my house.
Yeah,
you got it. Good.
Thank you so much. Tell us about your book.
It's a book I wanted to write to my children to teach them to use their voice because, like. a lot of my songs, they're like kids can sing them, but they're not written for kids, you know?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I was like, I want to leave my children with something other than just music. So mm-hmm. I wanted to teach them how to use their voice and, you know, your voice, whether it's your speaking voice, sign language, writing poems, whatever, your voice is you. Believe in yourself, but also at the same time, if you see things happening that shouldn't, you know, have the courage to step up and speak out. Then that's and we can teach kids that when they're young, you know, they can grow up and be adults who aren't cowards, who aren't afraid to speak up.
You know? I love
that's
that.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Are you gonna sing us a song today?
Yeah.
Talk with us, Jimmy.
Yeah. We get my handy dandy guitar.
Get that handy dandy.
Well, let's
guitar.
Get to the performance of Best Shot. Here we go.
I feel so spoiled. You guys, I can't wait to show this to my godson because I just gave him, Jimmy, I just gave my godson who's 4 weeks old your book 2 days ago in Chicago. And I'm like, I'm going to play this kid a recording of this Zoom.
We know him.
Did y'all have Gavin on here already?
No, he's coming next.
I love Gavin. That's my guy.
Oh, good.
I love Gavin too.
When are you guys going to record a song together? And then when are you and Joy going to record a song together?
Oh, damn. Listen, we need to make that happen.
For both. Joy, I'm going to send you a DM.
I'm in.
I'm going to text you, bro.
And we'll just be the video girls for you.
In the back.
This is Best Shot. Cause when you smile, you see the sun sink down on the coast out of California. And there's no doubt because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, oops, girl, you know I'm not. But I love you with everything I got. I'll give you my best shot, yeah.
Jimmy,
flirt, breaking my heart. You're breaking my heart.
Listen, if you two were to do a duet, my vote for duets is always Islands in the Stream. But if you two were to do a duet, what would you pick?
Oh my gosh, there's got to be some great like Dolly and Willie duets or Johnny and Cash and June.
Johnny and June,
country one. We could do a pop one.
Let's write something new, baby.
Write something new.
I vote, and I assume, and y'all tell us because you're here with us live. I vote that you do something old, a classic duet, and then you do something new, and it's like we get an A side and a B side.
Yeah,
I'm down. I'm so down. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Well, guys, Jimmy's also on Dancing with the Stars. So, how's that going? Is that like, is it spicing up your live show?
Are you dancing on stage now?
I've always had two dance moves, but really one, I just do it slow and do it fast. It makes it but the Dance with the Stars is cool. We had week one last week. We did the tango, me and Emma. And this week, we're doing the rumba.
Ooh. Yeah. Had you ever danced before?
No.
Like, had never?
No, okay. I did like musical theater and stuff in like high school and like college. So Broadway came back to New York last night. So I was in New York filming the show. And then we went and saw Hamilton last night.
Oh, awesome. It must have been so great reopening. Yeah.
We want everyone who's watching this live party to vote for Jimmy on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
All our friends in the OTH fandom, he belongs to us and is our friend. And we're going to support him wholeheartedly.
Do you know who I play basketball with? Random fact. What's the guy's name that played Quentin?
Robbie Jones.
I played ball with him. When I was in LA at this gym like 2 weeks ago.
I love Robbie.
Like,
no, 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know he was going to be that. I walked in. I was like, "Q,
you're alive!"
I knew he came back. But now cool. I think y'all are great. I met, you know, so many people from the show. I remember when Skills and Nanny Deb started following. I call people by their TV names. Sorry.
It's like my favorite storyline on the whole show.
Ever.
Skills and Nanny Deb started following me on Instagram, and then Lucas started following me on Instagram. I lost my mind. But when y'all started following me, it went to the next level. I was like,
you're in the family now.
I'm good.
You're in. You're family in, now. You're inside.
Forever.
We love you. And seriously, all of our OTH fam, the way we're going to show up is we're going to get out our phones and once a week, we're going to vote in for Jimmy on Dancing with the Stars.
That's right.
We can't wait to see your moves.
And go get that new album, too.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. We loved seeing you. Thank you for sharing your talents and your beautiful voice and your heart. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me on. And thank y'all for starting Drama Queens. Like, we love it.
Oh, will you come on the podcast, please?
I will. I already told Natasha, my people, I was like, because I hit them, I was like, yo, they got a podcast.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We want you.
We'll send you a nightgown next time we have a party. Yeah. That'll be great.
Let your inner 16-year-old girl out.
All right, honey.
Thank you,
so good to see you.
Have a
great show tonight.
Guys,
I'm boy crazy. I love cute boys. He's a cute boy.
Also, just the fact that Jimmy Allen is One Tree Hill's biggest fan makes me feel really special.
It makes me feel validated in a way that I didn't know. I was like, oh, he's paying attention.
This is good street cred, guys.
Also, he just joined us real quick for all you guys at home who may not know. He joined us right before he's about to go out on stage.
Yeah.
Like, he just made time for that. Sweet. Baby angel.
Yeah. Oh, and not only is he joining us, but another boyfriend of ours is.
Spin the bottle. So
guess who's coming up next?
We have
Gavin DeGraw.
There he is!
Hey! Look at your cute smile.
How are you, Gavin?
How are you guys?
We're okay. So great. We're bubbly and fun and having a great night.
Jimmy sounded great, right?
Oh. He sounds so good.
Have you guys ever toured together or anything?
We've toured the bars together a couple of times.
Okay. That works.
We did a bourbon tour all the way down the bar once.
Okay. That sounds like a night I would love to have been a part of.
Yeah. Why weren't we invited?
You guys were busy, married, and making babies and stuff.
Cool. That's never stopped us, Gavin. Where
That's
are
how you
got
your
right
first
now?
Babies, I'm sure.
Our kids are fine. They're fine. Are you playing tonight?
I'm playing. I'm playing like pretty soon. I'm playing. We're in Boston right now. We're playing the Laver Cup, which is a big tennis match thingy. It's kind of like this worldwide. This is like a tennis league thing.
What is it?
It's a big deal in tennis world, but I don't even have.
You're not a tennis guy?
I think it's a beautiful sport. I like that it represents mano y mano. And that's nice. Sometimes a 2-on-2 challenge. I like it. Yeah. But I wouldn't say that I know the game of tennis very well. But they say
I feel like we played pool together in the Firebelly Bar, season 1, across the street from Karen's Cafe. That's ringing bells.
I think you're right. And I think that pool game went all the way into season 2 because we sucked at it.
Yeah.
It's another mano-a-mano opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really get out there with a ball or 12 or how many balls are there in pool?
I don't know. Why are you asking me about balls?
I don't know either.
Spicy over here, Gavin.
Okay.
Hey,
some ball professionals.
Yeah. Professionals. We're classy ladies, drama queens.
Yeah, me too.
I have to go.
Listen. Every time I walk into the grocery store, it's like they're punking me because your song comes on.
Every time.
And I don't know if someone's screwing with me or if it really is just everywhere.
Does it happen to you too?
It does sometimes. But when it does happen to me, it doesn't matter how much stuff I have in my cart. I go, I think I'm going to put these back. And I walk out.
You got to own it. You need to stand up on a display and just like treat the crowd.
Yeah, you just start like the way you do when you're a kid. You hop on the cart and you push it with your foot and then just start rolling down the aisle. You know,
I still do that move. I do that a lot, actually.
In my dream, your song comes on in the grocery store. You're with a friend. Uh-oh. You get in the cart. They push you. You sit. I'm into it. I think you just really need to like cross the Potomac and be like in it. Like that classic painting from history. Isn't that a painting? The Potomac crossing?
I don't think it's the Potomac.
I don't know, you guys. I think it's a river. I think you should take back the grocery store.
Yeah, like We should do that. You guys should do that first without me, and I'll join you later.
Yeah, okay. We'll let you know how it goes.
What he wants is for us to punk ourselves.
Yeah. It elicits such intense emotions in me every time I hear it. And that when I went to see the Billy Joel concert, that Gavin was opening for Billy, and Gavin started singing our song, something possessed me, and I just rushed. I like left my seat and rushed Gavin at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh my God.
And he's like surrounded by security guards, and I'm thinking, well,
this is not me.
They're either going to let me in or they're going to like clothesline me. And they let me in, and I like, we sang a couple lines. You were so sweet. I'm sorry that I rushed you on the stage.
I did tell them, I said, I do not know that woman.
Did that happen every show? A woman charges you during the One Tree Hill theme song?
Police records only charges. Yes, those versions only.
Yes.
He said this, he did that.
So one of the things that our fan base has had a pretty good chuckle at is that one of our beautiful crew members here on the show pointed out that you and Craig Sheffer bear a striking resemblance to one another. Joy doesn't see it. Sophia and I were like, we see it.
You see it?
Oh, yeah.
I think you've got strong Uncle Keith vibes.
Yeah.
I look like your Uncle Keith?
No.
No, Craig Sheffer, who's super hot and who Uncle I had Keith. A huge crush on.
Well, if he's hot, then, we look just exactly alike.
Gavin, did you ever even watch the show?
Oh boy!
Did you watch your episode? Did you watch your episode when you came on the show? Well, what your first one, I guess, because you came on several times.
I don't watch television, so I can honestly say although I'm a fan of all of you beautiful ladies.
He's so sweaty right now.
Oh, sweet baby.
It's okay. No, the thing is, Gavin, we haven't seen it either.
We didn't watch the show
because we were making it. No,
man,
that
makes me feel better because
No, we're only just now, I mean, we saw episodes here and there, but we were living it, so we didn't really have time.
We didn't rush home.
We didn't rush home to watch it.
No, I get it. I mean, the only thing I ever saw about the show was when I would go to do my couple of lines that I couldn't act on.
You were great.
You were so good. Oh, stop.
Don't make fun. Hey, don't make fun.
Honey, darling, I wouldn't lie.
Ooh. So I remember going back behind the camera. I was like, can I see how I'm doing right now? So that's the only version of me seeing the show with me seeing on that little
you couldn't bear to watch it.
You're such an integral part of this show.
You are.
You're the voice of the show. And so in your mind, what was this show about? Like, what have you created in your mind?
If you had to write the IMDb description for One Tree Hill, what would it be about?
All right, so here's the way I always wanted to view it in my mind, and it goes back to the conversation I initially had, which Joe Davola had called me to recruit the song for the show. I was kind of like being an art nerd in New York at the time. I was living in the East Village, and I was like a real art snob, you know. And the phone rang, and it's this guy on the phone that I didn't know. His name was Joe Davola. And he said, hey, man, I want to use your music for my show. I said, what kind of show? He goes, a TV show. I said, absolutely not. I don't even
I don't watch TV. Never.
Yeah,
literally. I'm on a television.
Exactly. I was trying to act like all anti-corporate. Meanwhile, I had already signed a record deal. So he was like, well, what do you mean you don't want to have anything to do with the show? I said, I don't want anything to do with television. I'm not corporate like that. You know, and he goes, let me ask you a question. How much money do you have in your bank account?
Ah, that's so Joe Davola.
Yeah. And I was like, who is this guy? and then I was like,
we all had that reaction.
Totally. Right. And I said, well, he said, well, how much? I said, well, not a lot, Joe. And he goes, well, you want more? I said, well, probably. Yeah, I'll be good. He said, well, how do I convince you? I said, I don't know. I don't really want to do it. He goes, well, what's your favorite TV show? I said, I'll watch TV. How about a movie? He said, I don't have a favorite movie, but I can tell you what movie needs to be remade. And he said, what movie is that? I said, The Outsiders needs to be remade.
I did a musical of The Outsiders, sidebar.
I love The Outsiders.
So good.
Love that movie. And he goes, well, I love The Outsiders, and imagine the show that you're going to be associated with is a coming-of-age show like The Outsiders was a coming-of-age show.
Oh,
So even though I didn't watch Joe the show, Smart. Totally, he played me.
Mm-hmm. Big old pony boy.
He knew just what to say to me, right? He knew exactly what to say to me. And you know what? And it was the way he sort of, what do they call it in psych? He reframed it for me. Being that he reframed it, I was able to look at it in that regard and say, it was a coming of age show, and the song material, you know, the lyric of the song really was a coming of age lyric. So it made a lot of sense, and I'm happy he talked me into it. You know, otherwise I just would have been, you know, just one more art nerd kicking a can in the East Village. You know what I mean?
You were never just an art nerd kicking a can. Your voice is sick.
That's nice of you.
And
thank you. That's sweet. I appreciate it.
We're trying to coordinate an album tonight between you, Jimmy, and Joy.
I had so much fun on tour with you, Gavin. That was such an amazing experience.
Didn't we have a ball?
We had a great time.
I agree with you. That was a real trip. And it wasn't anything that I really saw coming until all of a sudden it was happening. And, you know, it's funny. I don't know if you think about this the way that I think about this, but I remember just because it was such an early part of the career and such an odd time, and at least in my life, I'm sure it was similar in y'all's life. But I remember thinking to myself, wow, things seem to be going really well right now, but I'm afraid to kind of look around too much because when's the rug going to be pulled out from under me? Sure. And I spent so much of my time worried about things not going well that I wasn't permitting myself to really enjoy how good things were lining up at the time. Yes. Right. And so like, if I could do it all over again, I mean, I think I would have been much more of just complete show enjoying instead of worrying, you know, about hey, you know, when's the train gonna hit the brakes, you know?
I've always been that way. Like whenever something good is happening, I'm like, when's the other shoe gonna drop?
That's how I am.
Yeah. And so I totally agree. There's so many things, even just in our experience on One Tree Hill filming, but also that tour. Yeah. I've spent so much time in the days of trying to be out of my body and looking, what does this experience mean? And and I have to pull something out of this. I should be learning something right now. What's wrong with me? Yeah. Why am I like, forget it. Just enjoy it. Just wake up and have a great day and have a great night on stage and go to sleep happy.
Yeah.
Be where you are.
I agree.
I remember feeling so totally geeked. Agree. Because, you know, loving music and having no idea how to make it, but being on a show with you, and even like when we'd visit you at work and you'd be interviewing everybody, like it was just so cool. And when you guys went on tour, I'll never forget, Gavin, me and Lee Norris came and emceed your show in San Francisco. Sure. And we got to be on the tour bus for the night. And we like got in the little tour bus bunks with the crew. And we drove. I don't even remember where we went.
We spent the night in the bus?
We spent the night in the bus.
I
and we
to
went.
Spend the night in the bus.
I love
that. Well, Lee Norris and I got to spend the night in the bus in the bunk beds talking to each other. It was such a brick and mouth moment. And I went the next day. I don't know if we went to LA. I don't remember where we went, but they sent us home. Like they flew us home. And I was just like, this was a really cool night. Thanks so much for the memory. I really loved it. Okay, bye.
It was great.
It was so cool.
I never got to. Am I the only one that didn't get to hang out on the bus? Did you?
Yeah, you're the only
I
one.
I lived on that bus.
She
I was
lived on it.
Just you.
Just you. You got some making up to do. Pal.
You and Joy and Jimmy are going to make a song when you go on tour. Hillary and I are moving into the bus.
I got a tambourine.
We always have extra bunks for you guys and your tambourines.
Thank
Literally,
you.
You're welcome to come out at any point, and
I'm gonna take you up on that.
I hope you do. Actually, I actually think that would be a real trip if you came out and needed your podcast from the bus.
Yes! Oh my god! That'd
be so fun. Let's do it.
You said it. You've gotten yourself into, sweetheart.
You should totally do it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, listen, tell the crowd in Boston we say hi.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we're sending tons of hugs and kisses.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Tell them to vote for Jimmy on Dancing with the Stars.
I will. Jimmy needs
to. And we're all going to team up.
I like that. I like your plan. Yeah. I like your strategery.
Evil little plan.
Have fun tonight. Break a leg. We
love
you,
Gavin. Have the best time on stage.
Thank you, Drama Queens.
We love you,
baby. I'll see you guys. Love you guys. Nice to see you again. In a minute.
Bye. Oh my God.
He's the best.
What a cutie.
Honestly, did you think, like, when we met Gavin, season one, like, here we would be all these years later.
Never in a million years.
No.
No.
And it's fun to see us all, like, grow into ourselves. Mm. And the idea of teaming up again seems pretty exciting.
Yeah. It certainly does. I just want to hang out with you guys all the time and call it work.
Just do another tour.
Thanks for helping us do that.
Do another Sunkist tour.
Guys, look, I hope you're all in your pajamas at home.
We want to see photos of you in your vintage pajamas.
You better be posting pictures on Instagram, on Twitter, tagging drama queens. Mm-hmm. Joy, are you going to make us a cocktail tonight?
I was. Before we get too far into this evening, I think I should make cocktail.
Do you want me to hold your microphone
Yes.
so you can get to work? Uh-huh. So, Joy, how did you become a liqueur connoisseur?
Oh, connoisseur.
A mixologiste.
Okay, I wrote my recipe. I wrote my recipe down here. So,
like, I'll hold this.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay,
we've
no,
got
wait,
hands.
I just have to find it in my phone. So, what I want to make for you guys tonight is an aviation. Well, the reason I love cocktail or mixology, I guess, so much is because
you have to say it with a French accent.
Mixology.
There it is.
I love mixology because, oh, by the way, speaking of French accents, total sidebar, but I just watched Stillwater with Matt Damon and this actress, Camille Cotin.
Oh my God.
So
good. From Call My Agent.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she's beyond.
She's so good. What is happening with my hair? Okay.
You look fabulous.
Live show.
I mean, guys, my earring is held together by a lemon seed in the back. You don't even understand.
We're fancy.
We look fancy.
Okay, let me make this drink. So I started getting into it because it was really during the pandemic. I've always been moderately interested in making cocktails and mixology.
You always had all the bar gear, like the really pretty bar gear at your house.
I just love old-fashioned bottles and things that are pretty and things that remind me. It reminds me of like potion making. But, you know, I'm not Wiccan, so I've decided to.
There's different kinds of witches, Joy. I can walk you through it.
Do liquor instead. Okay, so if you are home and you have your, here's what you need. Okay, I brought Empress Gin because
it's, pretty.
It's really pretty. And I'm going to ask our lovely assistant, Danielle, to open that for me. I brought this. This wasn't on my Instagram post yesterday, but it's Boker's Bitters from Dr. Adam Schaub, and it's delicious. I want you ladies to
What's
smell
it. What's Boker's Bitters? What kind?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, that's so.
What is it?
Isn't that so herbaceous. Nice? Okay, so it's got cardamom, vanilla, citrus, and cassis bark. Oh. We also are going to do Luxardo, which is a maraschino liqueur.
Yes. Would you open that, darling? Maraschino, like a cherry.
Like a cherry. Okay. And this is creme violette. This is the key ingredient for an aviation. This drink was super popular in Prohibition days and in the 1930s.
Oh.
So
it's also chic.
Yeah, it is. Pretty.
So this is going to be, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make one for each of us.
Oh.
So I'm going to do 2 ounces of gin per person. Okay. So here we go.
Oh, now we got to do math.
Look at the color.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, that's super cute.
I know. We didn't end up with a jigger. I feel like that's more than, I feel like this is 2 ounces.
You can make them strong. No one's going to get mad at you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted flavors to mix nicely. Okay. So if you have a jigger, you're just going to use your 2 ounce per person. And then we're going to do a fourth of an ounce of maraschino liqueur. Again, we don't have a measuring thing here. So I'm just going to, that's about a fourth of an ounce, but we need per person. So we'll just keep on going since we're making three.
Keep on going.
And we'll pour that into a little, here. You hold this so that
yes, ma'am.
I can show everyone what
we're
doing.
Would be my honor.
Thank you. Merci.
Mi honneur.
Merci.
I'm like, where do I put this?
Where does Here's it go? The creme violette.
We obviously
gorgeous.
This is made in France. I have some interesting information about it, but I've forgotten it all. So I guess I'll have to post it.
I bet our French fans can fill in the gaps. Honestly, our French fans are so spectacular. And so, a lot of them are staying up late.
Again, this is a fourth of an ounce. Per drink. So we're going to do
An
entire. And also, I just really like creme violette. So I'm going to add a little extra.
Okay.
Get spicy with it.
Is you're going to need some ice. Put some ice in your thing.
There's a whole bar set up right off camera. And I wish you guys could see it because it's gorgeous.
I wish next time I'm going to
walk through liquor stores and buy the pretty things.
Yes. That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
I really love that about
it. It's also a good way to buy books. It's like, this looks nice.
This cover's pretty.
I do that too with books.
You guys, I just started following an artist because I saw a book cover he designed that a person I follow on Twitter retweeted, and I started following the guy, and he was like, this is weird. And I was like, I really like your art. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
So this is how I make my fresh squeezed lemon juice. I do it with real lemons.
Oh, and you do it into a shot glass.
Well, I mean, look, what I like to do at home, I have a juicer and I just put the, you know, it's one of those with the, it's like the this and it's got like ridges on it and you put the thing on the thing.
The little 1950s looking thing.
Yeah, that's what I have. So device. I like that. But what we need actually is it's a half an ounce of fresh squeezed lemon juice, which is really going to take a long time, guys. We don't have just a plain lemon. Do we like that? That's a half in half.
Joy.
It's all been cut into quarters.
Someone did this very generously,
but
it's creating a lot of work for Joy.
It's actually a lot of extra work. It's okay.
Somebody at home just has like a beer. They're like,
it's way easier to crack this can.
If you
just like a canned Chardonnay
already made, it's a lot easier. So I need to fill this entire shot glass and another half with lemon juice. So does anyone have any, do we have any
is a great moment to remind our lovely fans who are with us that we are taking all of your questions that you are submitting. So whether it's a question about cocktails or really anything else, this would be a great time to enter them to us. You can send them in via the chat.
Awesome.
We've got very excited eyes in the corner reading them all. Thank
we
you, Easton.
We are here at the Beverly.
Oh my gosh, it's been this so place. Beautiful at the Beverly Hilton. I have never had a room here. I've only been here for parties
For the Globes.
Yes. And it's always so crowded that you can't ever really see the property or see the rooms very well.
I stayed here years ago when I worked at MTV. And when I flew in this morning from New York, was very exhausted. But then you walk into this beautiful place and you're like, oh, Shangri-La.
Yeah,
I'll take it. Gorgeous. The wallpaper's fantastic.
Okay, it's so fancy.
We don't quite have enough lemon juice, but it's all right. It's still going to be delicious. We're close. And, you know, it's tart with lemon juice. So the flavor that you're going to get out of this, which is largely due to the creme violette, is that flavor that you get when you drink when you eat those Valentine's candies.
Oh,
the little
like
hearts.
A little powdery.
It's like a chalky, but like floral. Yeah, it's really good. So here we go.
The ones with the cute messages on them.
Shake it up.
This says bite me or love me. What do they say? Call me. The naughty ones.
Call me. Yeah. Woo. Okay.
Now it's
a napkin.
Are your hands free?
Yeah, it's a little messy, guys. Next time I'm going to have a bar cart that actually, can I put the napkin underneath that champagne bucket?
We had champagne before this. We are who we are.
It's been a whole day for us, which, you know, a lot of the times the fan base is like, is it real? Are you guys really like super messy and fun together?
Yeah. Okay. Here we are.
Here we go. You can just put my mic down.
No, I got it. I got it.
We got it.
You're going to hold yours.
I'm going to hold hers.
Look at this.
God, Sophia's got like 10 arms.
This is what happens when you're an only child. You learn how to hold a lot of things by yourself.
I'm just going to start making sure we all get some. And then
look
I'll...
how pretty.
Isn't it beautiful? So.
Joy.
Yeah. Wow. Next time I also need to give you guys history for this cocktail, but I love making this. Oh, it's okay. I'll drink some of yours.
You can have
it. Then I'm just going to do a little dash of the Boker's bitters. Just to sort of top
what are
it
bitters
off.
For the folks at home who might not
it's
know?
It's just a little extra flavor, honestly. And I know a lot of people that will just order bitters and, bitters and soda.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. So here we go. These are specific cherries that you ordered.
Yes. These are Luxardo cherries, which you can't see because of my hand. Okay. Luxardo cherries. They're soaked in this brandy cordial.
Okay.
And it's so delicious.
That's why they're almost black. They're like a deep plum color.
Yes. They're so delicious.
Okay.
Okay. What's happening? Guys, it's an aviation. Oh, I'm talking to my microphone. It's an aviation. I hope you enjoy it.
I love you.
Thank you for letting me make your cocktail.
Our house mixologist.
I hope you guys made one at home too.
Well, this show is about to get ripped, friends.
Oh my God. It literally tastes like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's really good. And it seemed like it was fitting. Look,
is it Valentine's Day?
I mean, dude, can you make it in a gallon?
I know.
Is that a thing?
And it's going to be a thing next time.
Slumber party is happening right now. We
have a Q&A.
Q&A. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Here it is.
Oh, geez, Louise.
The Q&A is, here's the first one. What has surprised you the most about watching the series for the podcast? Oh. That's a great question. It's a really good one to kick off with, too.
Do you know what I didn't realize? I didn't realize how much time Peyton and Haley had spent together. Because we watched an episode today where we were like, do you remember shooting this? I don't remember shooting this.
Yeah.
And I think the meld between what was happening in real life and what was happening on screen was so like wishy-washy that I knew you and I were hanging out in real life, but I totally forgot about like the fictional side of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was hard.
Yeah. That surprised me too.
I was like, oh God, we were adorable together.
Yeah. It was interesting because there was such a longstanding chatter around, especially in the high school years, Brooke and Peyton's friendship. Because they were the friends who grew up together. And then here the three of us are watching this going, wait, Peyton, when she's keeping secrets from Brooke, goes to Haley for advice. And Haley gives such good advice. And we all were like,
Haley chews Lucas's ass for lying to Brooke. You know, like there's a female defense that I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised at the reaction that I have now as an adult to Dan. I think as a kid, you know, we talked about this a little bit with Paul, but as a kid, I think I just like thought Dan was a bad guy. I was like, I would read the scripts and it's like, okay, he's a bad guy and he's
a villain
doing bad things. Yeah. And, oh, God, so dastardly. But now as an adult, it's the character's so complex and I see in him men that I've dated. I see in him empathy, things that you do as a parent, temptations to overstep your boundaries as a parent that I'm like, oh my God, I can relate to his motive there. That. Obviously, I'm not going to like do that, but you know, there's the difference is that there's a human element that I didn't really see the humanity so much in Dan when I was younger. I just sort of saw the
brute,
what was on the page. Yeah, so that's been surprising. And also just, I thought I was going to cringe a lot more than I have.
Same.
I'm not cringing so
much. For years, I was like, Jeffrey, you can't watch the show. It's mortifying. You can't watch it. And now I look back all these years later, I'm like, we were adorable. Yeah. Yeah. Watch the show. Enjoy
it. Enjoy it. You know what's been fun for me too? That feeling, that fear of cringing.
Yeah.
I had so much of that because I had such a hard time with the place that the writers began Brooke's journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's been so sweet with like my sister friends to watch the show and to see so much more going on in her than I remember. And one of you will always be like, oh, look how sweet you are. I'm like, oh, she was so sweet. I didn't remember. Yeah. I was like just so bothered by the intensity that I forgot the sweet little moments and
so sweet.
She's a bunny. She's literally like a bunny.
A good she's girlfriend. A little bunny slipper. But we've all been able to do that for each other. The way that we see Haley and the way that the two of you see Brooke and the way that we see Peyton. I love her. I love
her. She's a handful.
And I feel like it's really, I don't know, it's just been so tender and sweet.
Aww.
This question is, if your characters were a signature drink, what would they be?
Oh, well, gosh, I guess I should know something about this. So Haley was not, she didn't come on too strong. And she packs a punch. Mm-hmm. Once you get to know her.
Yeah.
What sort of like I guess
I think Haley's a brown liquor girl.
I was gonna say
like a bourbon drink.
I feel like there's a rye or like
an old fashioned came to mind for me, guys. Yeah.
The boundary,
an old fashioned, but with a Luxardo cherry.
I love this. An old fashioned.
Yeah.
Yes,
Haley's an old fashioned gal.
She's an old fashioned. I love it.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Oh Christ. I mean, Peyton shouldn't be drinking because she's already got such
Peyton
problems.
Peyton needs to go to therapy.
Peyton's like, give me the Jaeger, you know, like, no, she was so grim. I think
there was a wholesome undertone.
But the thing is, I think that some of those people who present so hard are also the ones that like gentle fruity things. So like a pina colada or like something super fruity is like Peyton's secret. Like,
yeah, I'll drink the thing.
I like it.
That's what I want. Yeah. Well, I honestly, guys, I kind of have the feeling, and I need to clarify this. everyone knows we're different than our characters, but I guess I say this because if you ever see me at a bar, please don't order me this. I don't like spicy things, but I think Brooke Davis is a spicy margarita.
Oh, yes.
I will plain margarita any day.
Send that over.
I can't. Sophia Bush can't handle a jalapeno, but
maybe Brooke a little Davis. Mezcal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a mezcal floater on a margarita.
Habanero mezcal margarita. That's I could see Brooke.
This is why she's our bartender
of drinks and shots.
And a spicy lady.
A spicy lady. One of our favorite people to party with is joining us. Ladies, you want to bring her in?
Please welcome
Danielle.
Feeling better now. You must be only waiting for something. And there is no way out. You must be out there.
Ackles,
yeah, what are you? Are you Ackles?
Oh, I'm a full Ackles.
You're full Ackles.
Full Ackles.
You did the whole like legal change?
Yes,
you did?
Yes.
Hi. Oh my God.
It's our favorite Dad girl.
Hi.
You know what? Brooke was really sweet. Do you remember when I OD'd and you took such good care of me?
Not Danielle. No, not Rachel Gattina. Just to clarify for the internet.
Your boyfriend slapped me around in the shower and then you tucked me in bed and
Wait,
your boyfriend slapped her? Her boyfriend did.
Well, to wake her up because she was having an overdose and it was like, we gotta wake her up. Like get her in the cold water. It was dark. I will say, for two ladies who started off slapping each other in cheerleader costumes,
we really
wound up in a great place.
We did.
My reaction to Rachel / Danielle was exactly like Peyton's. I remember your cheerleading audition.
Yes.
But and like Peyton was clearly like, this is real cool. Like, I like this. But I had the same reaction to Danielle and was like kind of stalking you a little bit. Like, do you want to go to lunch? Do you want to go to dinner? Do you want to hang out? Do you want to? I'll drive you. Do you have a car?
It was great. Because it was very nerve wracking coming on. I mean, you guys had been on two seasons. There was a lot of bonds, but yeah, we're all really welcoming.
I liked you. I loved working with you, even though we had to hate each other and like we were pulling hair and slapping
faces. I came
on
to the Ying Yang Twins and the Whisper song.
Yes.
And if you've listened to that song, it is
so dirty.
It's really dirty.
Really?
It's dirty.
How did we do that? How did we get away with that?
I don't know.
I think they kept it really low. You didn't know. I never knew what it said. And then later
You listen to the lyrics and you're like,
So when when you found out that you got the part on this show, did you know that you had to do the super scandalous dance as your intro?
No, that was not part of the audition scene. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good dancer. I think we all.
That's not true.
You were great.
I mean, it took me like, y'all are nice, but it took me like five times as long to learn the dances. A cheerleading practice.
Did you cheer?
Ice Girls dance. Were you in that?
Yes,
you were in that.
Yes. But just at the end. I run in at the end.
Because Liz ran in at the end.
They were like, no. She's just not getting it. And we're shooting it. So, and that was a lot of practice. I mean, we practiced for
all night in that old haunted house.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I feel like you were a bad guy a la Dan Scott. Mm. Like, it was really easy to vilify the Rachel character. And all of our characters started off messy, but by the time you came on, we'd all gone through the redemption thing and we're all good girls. And so we needed somebody to come spice it up. Had you played a bad guy before?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, that was really like my first big break. I mean, I was on a soap opera, but I played a 16-year-old on a soap opera. So it was.
You were in One Life to Live.
Yes.
What year were you on that?
One Life to Live.
Your shows.
I feel like that was my brain, three kids. Maybe like 2002.
Okay.
Three.
Okay.
Was Jensen on a soap opera too?
He was. Days of Our Lives. Eric Brady.
Oh. Wow. Brady.
Yes. Oh.
I will just say, yes, Rachel definitely came in to spice things up, but I still hate that we had to, I'm like, I had to hit her. It was horrible.
No, it's okay. Everybody hit me except for you. You hit me.
Oh my God. I slapped you for sure.
Yeah, I remember that.
I see it. I see it as like a meme or something. I see it.
It's all the time. It is a meme.
Is it a meme?
Yes.
Was I pregnant?
Oh, my God. I think you're lucky.
You're lucky. I'm pregnant. And then if you throw a drink in my face and then slap me, or I don't know, something.
Wow. So much slapping. Ladies, don't slap each other.
By the way, that's like not chick writers. Chick writers don't make you slap each other. That's totally a boy thing. Because in real life, you know.
Because that's what boys think we do. Slap each other and pillow fight.
By the way, we like, had I've a pillow never, fight on
did
our
y'all have
too.
One?
Okay. Yes, well, we had a pillow fight.
Here it is.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, look, we still got time in this live show to.
And we have lots of cushy pillows.
Pillow
you
fights.
Never know.
Yeah, but we're at the Beverly Hilton.
Wait, I need to make you a drink.
The
I
don't know. Hilton.
You guys I don't think they want us, like, you know, messing up their pillows.
Breaking their pillows.
This is a very fancy place, by the way.
All right. So Joy's making another drink for Danielle.
Oh, thank you.
Because you want this.
Okay.
So nice.
Danielle, you. You really came in at a time where we were still figuring ourselves out. Mm-hmm. What was your impression of the show before you joined it?
That you were all really great actresses, and I was terrified because I hadn't done any. Like I was just starting, and I was like, oh, my gosh, they're so – and I was older. I was older
You're
than
not
all of you.
That much older.
Well, mm-hmm. I felt like I was.
Like a whole 6 months.
I'm 8 months older than everyone knows. But no, I was intimidated. It was a hit show, you know?
Oh my God. I will never forget you coming in just like a firecracker. I mean, literally, we all were like
dressed like Pamela Anderson. Well,
no, but you just you though. You are
in a
so
leather, liked it. In a red a leather dress.
But you are so beautiful and magnetic that we all were like, whoa. And then you put on, like in rehearsal, same. You're Danielle, and then you put the Pam Anderson outfit on, and we all were like, oh Jesus, what are we supposed to do? What do we can we look? Do we not? Is it rude? She looks so hot.
Yeah. No.
None of us knew what to do with you. And you it's so crazy to hear. We've all learned this about each other through this process. It's crazy to hear that you felt nervous because you projected.
Yes.
You projected such cool. I was so intimidated hanging out with you. What? I remember sitting in that pizza place, like that random Midtown pizza place.
Yes.
Having dinner with you one night and just being like, well, what am I going to say now? What do I say to Danielle now? She's so cool.
Do you remember that you thought Dave Grohl, because my real last name, spoiler alert, everyone knows this on there, is Grohl. And like someone comes up to me and they were like, oh, Sophia told me that your brother's Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Oh my
and I was
God.
Like, oh my God, Sophia thinks about maybe that's why she was being so nice
no.
to me.
And by the way, what I realized is in my 20s, look up gullible in the friggin' dictionary, and there's me.
Who told you that?
All the boy PAs.
The boys are
they
dicks.
Punked me because they knew I just thought Dave Grohl was the ooh, coolest person ooh. Alive. So they told me he was your brother, and I was like, oh my God, she's already so cool. And yeah, do you think they'll let us go to a concert? I was so scared.
I wish it was the truth. My brother, my real life brother's wonderful, but cheers.
I mean, cheers to your real life brother and your brewery and all the exciting things.
And family business.
There it is.
Aww. We love you. We're proud of you.
Oh, love
you. I balanced it out right. I didn't have a lot of lemons.
Joy, you don't have to make disclaimers. They're fabulous. This is delicious.
It's really good.
Right? Good.
Hey, do you guys want to play Truth or Dare?
Danielle's
the best person to play Truth or Dare with. We used to do this kind of stuff. So in North Carolina, you have hurricane parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pictures of hurricane parties at my house. We're like, we're all wearing face paint and like vintage hats with feathers and making terrible choices. And then I remember, so when the eye of the hurricane hits and it's not raining, but it's like a swamp outside, mm-hmm. we all ran out into the street in front of my house and we're playing in the rain. And Sophia was wearing a white shirt and my brother loved it. And it was like, it was the most immature, fun, crazy night.
That warm rain.
Yes.
That warm southern rain.
It was amazing.
Running in the rain, yelling, and being like, we're in a rom-com!
Yeah, making poor choices, friends. So we're going to make a couple more tonight with Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a bowl.
Let's see, we have some bowls.
Oh, jeez. What's what?
Which bowl is which bowl?
All right, we've got a bowl. This is truth. I'll hold the truths.
Oh, God.
Joy, you hold the dares.
Okay.
Mm. All right, Danielle, you're up first. Do you want Truth or Dare?
Dare? Duh.
Duh.
Oh, no. I dare all of you to do one of your cheerleading Tree Hill cheers from the show.
I don't remember any.
The only ones I know are the ones that we did. Like, I remember trying to teach the crowd like little short ones that I'd done in high school.
That's right.
So like.
You gave us Parkview cheers.
Parkview cheers.
Go Patriots.
I don't think we really.
Cheers.
All I remember is RAV.
Do you guys remember when the big crane would come out? Like, we would all be doing whatever, and then the crane would come, and then we were like,
yeah. They're not looking at us. They're not looking
at us. I just remember all we could get down was RAVENS. And we were like, Raven. But did our arms go places?
Not on the same beat. No, okay. Not at the same time.
Did we even ever have cheer? We had cheer practice a couple.
The other girls were good because there were some cheerleaders that would go to practice and they were good. So then we would come in and just, I mean, I only waited for the crane. I would see it coming and then I was
the Sparkle Classic was the most embarrassing film experience of my life because they had put us in practice. We would have to work, you know, 15, 16 hour days and then go to cheerleading practice. And they brought in hundreds of extras for us.
Was that one at the Charlotte? Did we go to Charlotte for that?
Yeah, to that big hotel.
Yes.
Remember? Yes. She looked so cute and sassy with her straight bob. Yep. And she had her aviators on being sassy to Rachel.
Yes.
I don't remember what you said, but there are many gifts of it. Uh-huh. Like something about
underneath these sunglasses, I'm rolling my eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not good cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. We're good actresses.
Sometimes.
I mean, speak for yourself. I did play a cheerleader in a movie.
Oh, you did?
Bring It On Part 2. Yes.
Bring It On 2.
Yeah.
Joy, do you want Truth or Dare?
Camp.
Truth.
Okay.
I'm so nervous.
I'm nervous for her. I know. My palms are sweaty.
What was my most drunken night in Wilmington?
Ooh. I should have gotten that one.
Yours was it's karaoke, bitches. It.
Yeah. We all know what mine was.
We all need to answer this question then.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, it was probably that night that I went out with Paul and Craig. And Paul was
what
like
a dream night.
Oh, it was great. It was a great night. I mean, we definitely were well into the bottles of wine. Otherwise, I don't know if Paul would have been like, hey, Craig, remember how much did you ever know Joy was in love with you for like 5 years? Oh, and I just sat at the table. I was like,
Paul cannot keep a secret.
No.
No, he cannot.
No, but he'll wait for 10 years.
We've all been victims.
He'll wait.
Yeah.
For so long.
He'll wait for the right moment.
And he'll be the very best, like, confidant, protector, person to give you advice.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, well, you know what's interesting about this dilemma?
Right.
Remember 10 years ago when you, and you're like, look at
it. Yes.
I've grown up a lot since then.
What was your drunkest night?
Honestly, probably karaoke.
Yeah.
That was a rough night.
What was that stupid song that you wanted to sing so bad?
Was it Candlebox? Far Behind?
Oh my God.
Was it Candlebox?
Yes, it was because I didn't know the words. And Danielle was like, we're going to sing a song. It's going to be so cool. And I'm like, I don't know the words.
I still don't know the words for that song.
We get up there and she's just like going like this.
Yeah, it was the classic.
And she was trying to get the crowd to sing along. And finally she grabs the mic and goes, it's karaoke, bitches.
But I need people to know.
That was it. And they still didn't want to sing with me.
No,
it was not the mood.
Everyone was like,
not the mood.
First of all, no one knows what Candlebox is.
Yeah, I don't.
And second of all, the last thing I remember from that night, aside from all the yelling photos where we're all in, you know, like Hanes tank tops, because that was the thing,
right?
Then,
yeah.
And very low rise jeans, all of us just yelling into microphones at the karaoke bar. There is a picture of me and Bevan curled up in a trunk that was the coffee table in your hotel room.
What?
There was an antique trunk and it had books on it.
With the Wilmingtonian?
And we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, and we, for some reason, around 4 a.m, thought, I wonder if we could get in there. And we're in there looking like two dead bodies in a homicide movie that have just been like packed and shipped somewhere. And that photo exists. And unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, not on a digital camera. So we'll never see it again.
I feel like there's going to be
people
who go to the Wilmingtonian specifically now
to take that photo.
To try to take that photo. I've been seeing
all the rooms were themed, right? I think that took place in the sailing. It was like,
was it the sailing room or the doll room?
There was a doll room. It was a creepy.
I didn't like that room.
No. That's a straight. Okay.
That's your drunkest night. That's your drunkest night.
Guys, every Tuesday was my drunkest night. Like, because here's the deal. I had a great time in Wilmington.
The best.
And I made friends with all the local kids and all the kids that did the improv comedy and like metal bands, you know. And so anytime there was anything going on in town, I was out of work and I was out. And like walking home at 2 o'clock in the morning every night. Who does that?
Dinner at Deluxe.
Because you can do it when you're 24. You can get 6 hours of sleep.
And
look great the next day.
Downtown Wilmington, you know, it's pretty safe. And they had good
I had the best time ever.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
great. Level five. The elevator at level five is legendary because it's where many a stolen kiss happened. Mm-hmm. Not that I ever ever. But it was notoriously slow and broken all the time.
You get
and
stuck in it sometimes.
Sometimes for a long time. And who knows what happened in that Otis elevator at level five.
And if you just made out on set, is it really cheating if you're just like, it's been an, only an hour.
It was rehearsal.
And you're,
it's rehearsal.
I mean, not now.
What's not your now. Choice?
Well, guys,
truth or dare,
I think we've spilled many truths.
I know.
I don't know. I feel so pressure.
Do you guys get stressed out about truth or dare?
Yeah.
It's like a middle school leftover energy.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go truth because I'm scared have nothing to hide. Us to dance or something.
I can't.
I'm just going to. We don't remember.
And mess up these things?
Do we have water around? Can I have some water?
You see, Joy's already sweating from the truth or dare.
Oh, no.
What do you have to do?
Thank you.
KFM.
No, we're not going to do.
We can't do a K.
We're not going to kill anybody.
We're not going to kill anybody.
Away. Do a different one.
Okay, bye.
Throw it away.
Okay. If you could play another character from the show,
okay,
who would you pick and why? Mm. Ooh. Oh, man. Think? Honestly, if I could trade places with anybody for an episode, it would be Lee Norris. I loved Marvin McFadden's reporting, and he got to kiss every cute girl on our show.
For sure did.
And I never did. So... that'd be my truth.
It's good. For years I said Dan, but now that we're rewatching the show, I would say Deb.
Oh,
like as an adult watching the show back and seeing Deb and all the stuff she got to do, I'm like,
she was spicy.
The lemon seed gave out.
Yes. Oh no.
Your craftiness.
Oh, there it goes.
You can tell we've worked in film for a long time because we're like, grab whatever.
Grab a fruit rind and stick it on the back of your ear.
There's a cherry. Joy, there's a Sour Patch Kid right there. That would have worked
perfectly.
Oh, that'll work. Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to get a Sour Patch Kid while you tell us who you want to be.
Yeah, who would you trade places with? Yeah, everybody answer.
Gosh. Nathan would be a fun character. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll eat half with the other half of my ear.
Candy?
Actually,
you know what else is great if you lose the back of your earring? Pencil erasers.
The best. Yeah. That's actually the best trick.
But surprisingly, Sour Patch Kids were.
They were great.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of all the characters we had, but I really do think Dan was such an interesting character and he did such a great job. I think Rachel would have been really fun to play too.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Mine is yours.
Is it really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I'll trade with you.
Okay.
Oh my god, let's do that alternate universe.
Let's do a skit with the two of us.
Yeah.
Wait, places. Like when the Friends we cast got together, but you could read each other's.
Yes. We got to reenact the scene. Yes. You'll be pregnant, and I'll be the one you throw the drink in my face.
Yes.
Would you want to do it right now?
Yeah. No.
Our next drama queens live.
Yes.
Get ready.
Alternate universe. We'll dress up as each other.
Bizarro world.
All right. I'm going to pick Adair.
Yeah.
Because I don't tell the truth ever. I'm a liar. Okie doke. Chug whatever drink you're closest to. Don't ask me twice.
You know what?
I'm gonna drink with you because that's not fair.
Cheers.
Oh, that's
God
a lot.
Damn, Joy, that's fantastic. There should be seven of those.
You gotta get that cherry.
I know.
Wow. I'm intrigued by that.
That was a great
cherry.
Dare. You guys should send more of those in.
We love that.
Should we do another round? Let's do one more round.
Yeah, okay. Let's do one more round.
Okay. All right, truth or dare?
I mean, dare. We'll try dare.
Another dare.
Okay. Quote an entire One Tree Hill scene from memory that you.
We weren't.
Y'all know how old I am. Like, what? Kind of.
You can do it. Take a different one. We got plenty in this bowl.
Yeah, throw it out. Pick a different one.
I don't know.
Do you remember any lines at all?
Just pretend you're back in that shower.
I don't remember any. Gosh.
Yeah, but your boyfriend and that was so cute. Remember?
Was that Joe Manganiello?
Yes.
Oh, it was when Brooke was dating Owen.
Yes.
Owen, that's right.
Yeah. Owen.
It's really fun to watch.
I didn't mind that.
We worked with, like, go off and do like big things. Like when Joe went to do True Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Sophia.
We were all so happy. Mm-hmm. That was so cool.
I remember Hugh was working out so hard for getting ready for True Blood, and he got sick, and we were sitting at lunch and he said, you know, something about, I knew he was sick. And he said something about having worked out for 2 hours that morning. I was like, what are you doing? You're sick, man. And he said, no, my body's just trying to trick me. So I have to push through. I have to just keep going.
His body won that fight.
That's your body. Yeah. When your body is pretending to be sick. I was like, you're pretending to be sick.
Okay.
But honestly, listen, I mean, he got cover of men's health and look, he's doing
fantastic.
Great.
So werewolf.
Clearly he knew how to handle his own body. Yeah. So, hey, whatevs.
What do we know? Hmm. But yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not picking it up because I missed everything all the time. It always went over my head. All right.
Do you want a truth or a dare? Here.
Okay.
No. I love it when we control this game.
It's so much better.
Well, this doesn't work either. Rank your character's love interests from favorite to least favorite.
Well, you had like
two.
You
Haley
what?
And Chris? Nathan and Chris.
That's why I want to play Haley, because James Lafferty is so sweet. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, to just work with James. Like, that was special.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
to form like a special bond. I had to make out with someone different like three times an episode.
Tell me about it.
We both did.
I would have loved that.
Listen, we were talking earlier about Uncle Cooper.
Oh,
Uncle Cooper.
Where is Michael Trucco now?
Cooper.
Trucco is doing all sorts of shows.
I know he's working
sweetest.
All the time.
He should be here. Next time we have a slumber party, can Coop come?
Uncle Cooper,
yes.
You want to come
Uncle Cooper.
Put on a robe? That sounded horrible.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. I meant like a men's version of one.
Uh-huh.
Never
Keep
mind.
Going.
You know
uh-huh.
what? I was thinking like a 70s like silk pattern mm-hmm. cool
yeah.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
All right, good.
Michael Trucco, we thought
right,
you were great.
Nathan?
Yes.
And Chris.
Yeah.
Who else? There's nobody else, right?
Wasn't there?
Uh-uh.
No.
I don't think so.
That's because amazing that in 9 years of a television show.
I wonder if that's kind of why Nathan and Haley became so popular, and that because
yes.
they lasted for so long.
Well, I think they made so many people feel safe and feel like it mm-hmm. was possible.
Yeah.
Every other show, they're like, take them apart, put them together, take them apart, put them together.
Yeah.
And just the stability. Of
yeah,
you two
stability
is warm and comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
It feels like real it. Nice. Okay. It feels like a thing that you can rely on.
We don't
on.
All have to do that, do we?
No, it's
no.
fine.
No.
Your turn.
I could never, I couldn't remember them all. I'm going to do a dare. Will you shake that
yes.
little bowl?
I'm going to do a dare.
I'm going to do a dare now. All three of you text the same cast member at the same time and see who they respond to first.
That's well, actually pretty funny.
It's actually
that's
kind
good.
Of genius, but also we're all on a group text today that's going off. We can't. Oh, God, they're all watching.
Yeah. They're not watching.
A bunch of them are. They texted and said they were. This isn't going to work.
Oh, that's
we're gonna
so
get
nice.
Burned.
Hi,
here,
guys.
Oh, we can FaceTime someone. Let's do that. That's more fun for us.
Yeah, who do you want to call? Should we call James?
Should we call James? Should we call Lee? Who do we want to call? Call Paul.
Paul will
guys,
100% answer.
Everybody's busy.
I'll leave the chat.
Look who we got.
We got him.
Paul, you're live.
Paul,
sorry again. Paul. I hate to do this to you.
Hi, you look cute.
Glasses. Oh my God.
We got dared. We got dared to call our favorite cast member.
Cutie.
So we had to put you on.
I'm
so,
playing a microphone with you.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Where are you? What are you doing?
You guys are so fun.
Dan was my favorite lover.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh. Hey, yeah, whatever.
And
happened.
Friend.
He took all my money.
He took all
I think he
like every other girl, every
yeah.
time.
Well, you know.
No. Where Dan Scott really he earned the punches.
He did.
Where are you? What are you doing? What are we
You're
interrupting?
Perfect.
What are we interrupting?
Fantastic dinner.
Oh, you're having dinner and drinking wine.
God bless.
I'm actually sitting by myself and I'm writing notes for a project I'm working on and I'm having a glass of wine and relaxing and enjoying.
He's a dream.
There you
so
go.
Sophisticated.
What All a right, dreamy, well, creative man.
We'll let you get back to it. We love you. We just had to follow through on our dare.
Yeah, we wish you were at our slumber party.
Wish you were here, cutie pie. Bye.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, he's perfect.
All right, there we go.
He is perfect. All right, I'm picking.
He's alone at a restaurant, ladies.
You did a dare.
We should have asked him where.
I know, right?
No, I don't tell the truth, but I'm going to do a truth. Okay, if you could have been Endgame with any other character.
Jake.
Joy.
We were all like, mm-hmm.
Who would it be? Okay, so obviously Peyton and Lucas, totally Endgame. Yes. I was happy to leave the show, totally Endgame. Yes. If we have to pick someone other than who we ended up with, you ended up with Julian, you ended up with Nathan, you ended up with Paul?
Yeah.
Who do we pick?
Well,
did they stay together?
Did you leave him?
Did you leave him? Left him.
Okay. And you took a bunch of money and left, right?
Yeah. What if Peyton's end game was Rachel?
And I also took his plane. Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you built
the Dan Scott show.
Right. So it was mine to take, technically.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah. Who would you pick? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, duh, mine's Jake. Come on, everybody knows that. Ask dumb questions. Who's yours?
I mean, Jake. Hillary, don't throw us both under the bus. No, we always
liked the same boy.
We did. We both had deep, deep crushes on Jake Jagielski. So, yes. Also, if we're gonna talk, look, because they didn't say who would your character end up with necessarily in like a parental whatever. Mm-hmm. That cocktail was so strong. Oh my God. I can't speak anymore. All I'm saying is we've spoken for a very long time about how Brooke and Peyton were really the love story as best friends and partners. And so
let's just give the people what they want.
I say we give the people what they want.
I like that.
It's us.
I like it.
Right?
Done. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Would you mess with Nayli? I don't know.
No, I mean, no. Yeah. That's like...
Okay, but for the sake of the question...
Sacred. For the sake of the podcast, don't say that.
For the sake of the fans who've asked.
For the sake of the question. Okay, so here's where it's a little tricky because Haley was a teacher, but the two people that I think like would work and that were like super cute and super like compatible were much older and much younger. In real life, not a problem. But obviously Uncle Keith would.
Well,
that's like, gosh, I think
this
Haley
theme has gone through the entire podcast. The entire one.
No, I was good. A smoke show.
Like, yeah. It was. No, for sure.
Craig Sheffer.
But you're, it's inappropriate because Haley and Keith, like that. That's
it's like an uncle relationship.
It wasn't inappropriate for you to consider as a woman in her mid-20s, as a high schooler. Not okay. But but I get it for the fantasy's sake. That's one.
Quentin.
I knew it was gonna be Robbie.
That's good.
Like,
yeah,
the most beautiful man.
Obvious, like
super beautiful.
So obvious
and kind.
So obviously Quentin
and kind.
Yeah,
love Robbie him. Jones.
He was so you, fun and flirty.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I get it, Joy.
Yep.
I'm glad you went there. Yeah, yeah. What about you?
Mouth.
Oh, yes,
he was the nice. He was so kind to Rachel. Always had her back.
Sweetest boy.
Yes.
Like saw her really
for beautiful.
The craziness.
Yes,
you know.
Always thought she was beautiful, no matter what she looked like. What she, I mean, because he would always find me when I was crying. Had been broken up with. Was you know that constant support.
Yes. Yeah.
So it should have been mouth. Rachel just couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Rachel.
There's time.
Time.
We love you so, so much. Will you stick around so we can go to dinner after this?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we're going to bring
I need food after that.
I know. Joy's gotten us all a little bit.
I'm like, what?
I'm going to walk into my house and fall on the floor. And
we are going to bring out our friends from Kind Campaign. Yeah. Sophia, do you want to introduce them?
Yes. So, guys, this is so exciting for us. We hinted at this a while back. Our greatest joy in talking about doing this show together was reclaiming the thing we made and making it ours as a group of women. Mm-hmm. And our thought was, as women who struggled in the landscape of portraying high school, how do we support real girls who struggle in middle school and high school? And the people who do that literally the best are the folks at Kind Campaign. They have structured assemblies, made a documentary. They're educating young people on what bullying looks like, what its toxic effects are. And they're literally walking young women through how to undo it. And it's the kind of thing I wish we'd all had when we were in school.
Yeah.
And I'm so deeply grateful to call the founders friends and to work with them on things and to have sat in the audiences with kids at their assemblies and just sobbed my eyes out.
Yeah.
You guys are doing such amazing work, and we're so honored that tonight, through doing this live, each and every person who's here with us has helped us raise money for a kind campaign.
Yay.
So, hi guys. Hi. Where's Lauren and Molly?
Yay.
Hi, cuties.
You guys so that gorgeous. Intro.
Oh, I just really love you. Also, we went for like a Valley of the Dolls slumber party.
Yeah, are you guys wearing pajamas?
I love it.
We should have sent robes to you. I said robes earlier about a man, and it didn't hit the same. So I'm really glad we've been able to bring it back around.
No, you guys look fab.
Hi,
good to be here. Hi.
Thanks for joining us. We gave, you know, the smallest of intros to the work that you do, but will you tell all of the incredible One Tree Hill family who's here with us tonight about Kind Campaign? Because we feel really honored that the things that matter to us matter to the fans of the show, and we know that this mission matters to them. So please.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys, first of all, for your support and for raising money for us tonight. It couldn't come at a better time for Kind Campaign. And we're really proud to say that all of our programming is free of charge for schools and has been for almost 8 years now. And it's things like this that help us to be able to continue to do so and allow us to go into communities that, you know, can't afford programming like this. Because our programming is free, actually, we go into a lot of schools that say Kind Campaign is the first assembly they've ever had at their school. So to be able to do that, you know, is really, really special for us. So thank you guys so much. And for everyone who's here participating, thank you. But yeah, Molly and I founded Kind Campaign 13 years ago now, which is crazy. And, you know, it was really before bullying was a conversation whatsoever. But Molly and I had experiences, mine in middle school, hers in high school. And, you know, we just kind of grew up wondering why this was kind of accepted as a rite of passage. And you know, felt really inspired to have that conversation. And we were both in film school together. We made a documentary that actually still lives at the heart of all of our programming. And it was really through capturing that film 13 years ago that we really felt like we were kind of popping the lid off of something. It was so obvious that girls and women were just like waiting to share their stories and to really take this seriously. So it was at that point that we kind of looked at each other and we're like, this could be more than just a film. And we kind of started laying the groundwork for the assemblies and, you know, all the work that we do today. And Molly, if you want to chat about kind of what those assemblies look like and, you know, our reach and everything, it's grown exponentially every year. And we're just so thankful to be doing what we do.
Yeah. So since, like Lauren mentioned, since we went on the road to shoot the road trip and really just witness the immense amount of change that happens during these assemblies, we were like, we need to get this film, get this assembly program into as many schools as possible. And so since that time, which was back in 2009, the two of us have personally spoken in over 600 schools. Our assembly program, No, it's wild, actually. I feel like we say that all the time, and then we don't like stop to think, like, that's actually crazy that we have stood in front of audiences in 600 schools across North America, the UK.
That's a staggering number.
Yeah, and the reason why, you know, again, we do what we do and why we want this program into as many schools as possible is because of the change that we see happen during these assemblies. It's just a two-hour-long program, but there's so much change that takes place through the interactive activities that we do, our favorite being the Kind Apology, where we get the opportunity to witness girls standing up and walking to the other side of the room and handing someone an apology for something, you know, maybe that they said last week or maybe that they said 2 years ago, and there's still this, you know, battle happening between, you know, these groups of friends.
I'm just realizing that
we're all teared up.
How bad did Brooke and Rachel need Kind cards in high school?
Yeah.
We needed it, guys.
I needed it in my high school. I remember silly fights that went on for years.
Guys, there was a girl who wrote stuff about me on the bathroom door in seventh grade. And I still, anytime I see her pop up on Facebook, I'm like a grown ass woman. And I'm like,
No, those are hard scars to get over.
Yeah.
I mean, and so important. It sticks with you for sure. I mean, we speak with women all the time, you know, moms of girls in our assemblies or just women that we encounter through our journey and, you know, hear about how
those experiences, like you remember every detail in it, and it affects mm-hmm. the way you develop relationships with other people, the relationship that you have with yourselves. And we lost Molly.
She'll come back.
But yeah, I mean, we actually, it's so cool. We have heard from so many women who share with us that they, you know, found someone that they bullied like 30 years ago on Facebook or Instagram and apologized and like made a connection. And yeah. it's so incredible, like what an apology can do. But yeah. I did want to mention that outside of Molly and me speaking, we do have programs where volunteers and faculty can host assemblies without the two of us. So those happen pretty much every day of the school year. And obviously our work has changed a lot over the last 2 years because we go into schools, and with COVID and everything, that's not possible. But we kind of changed gears and have been doing virtual programming. So we've been doing virtual assemblies for the last cool. year and a half, which have really worked mm-hmm. well. And hopefully, I hope by the spring we'll be able to go back in person. But yeah, it's great. It's such, you know, it's work that I feel like changes me daily through the things that we get to experience. And, again, thank you guys so much for your support. Yeah.
How do schools engage you guys? I mean, do you just get a yeah. phone call from a principal or a teacher, or do you reach out to the schools? How does yeah. this work?
So yeah, the first couple of years, like 13 years ago when we were building this, we were just like literally cold calling hundreds of schools to shoot the film to like, and it's so crazy thinking about the timing of it all. Like there's no way that this would work now, but you know, 13 years ago, we would literally call schools and be like, we have this assembly program. We work. Can we come speak to the girls at your school? And they're like, sure, you could never do that now. So it's just like the timing yeah. worked. And then I think just through the programming, having the effects that it did and word of mouth, it just, I don't know, really word spread and it grew. And about a year and a half after we started Kind Campaign is really when the nation kind of started talking about bullying, and people were, you know, highlighting suicides taking place on the news. And we were kind mm-hmm. of the only organization that was already actively in schools at the time. So I think that too, just the timing of that just really kind of took Kind Campaign and blew it out. So yeah, for the last like 10 years or so, it's schools reaching out to us. So actually right now we have the submission window open for our fall virtual tour. And, cool. you know,
how do people apply?
Yeah. So you just, so if you go to findingkind.com and you click, submit for an assembly, you just fill out a little form mm-hmm. and then we get back to you right away. And, it's a super seamless, easy process. We give you all the materials. Obviously in the virtual format, it's a little different, but we walk through all of that with you. We have a producer on our end who produces the event. So it's super easy. No, you know, real lift on the school's mm-hmm. end. But yeah, you can, if you follow us on at Kind Campaign on social, there's all the info about how to sign up for mm-hmm. an assembly.
And I have to say, having been to assemblies, both in actual, you know, theaters at schools and watched kids do this yeah. and also, you know, tuning into some of them since they've been virtual and watching girls apologize to each other on Zoom and put their little hands up on their Zoom windows, like they're hugging. I'm just like, okay.
Do you guys do like 20 year reunions? So special. Yeah. Like, can you come help us old bros?
I know, right? I wish I had it when I was in school.
I can't wait to share this with friends of mine.
It's so special.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
so y'all, everybody special. Watching again, thank you so much for helping us support Kind Campaign. Yeah. Please go on Twitter and Instagram and follow at Kind Campaign. And if you want to bring a Kind Assembly to your school, visit findingkind.com. And either Lauren and Molly or some of the incredible folks who go out and do assemblies, you know, who've been trained, who bring the curriculum to schools, will hopefully be able to come by and do this work, because it's really changing the lives of kids. And I wish we'd have it. I feel like our podcast is our Kind Campaign, and it's really special for us.
I love that.
Thank you guys
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank
it's
you.
Good to see you.
Please say thank you to Molly. I know we lost her, but we love her too. And you guys are so incredible.
Thank you guys. So fun to be here.
Love you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That is awesome. I'm going to talk to our school.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a schooler, man. It's brutal.
Yeah, I had horrible bully. I mean, I don't know if you guys experienced this, but sixth grade, like I moved from Texas to New Jersey, and I was 11, 12. It's a tough time to move in the first place.
Yeah.
Plus being a Southern girl with big white teeth and blonde hair, and I had a Southern accent and, you know, showed up in Jersey and they were not having it.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, I remember these girls were, they like threw dog shit on me.
Oh, no.
Like they put dog shit in my locker. They would like spit on me when I walked by. They like spread rumors about me throughout the whole school. It was horrific. It got to the point where I would pretend to be sick so that I could go home. And eventually my parents just pulled me out of school. Hey, look, the back of my earring.
Oh, see?
Cathartic.
A nod from the universe to be like, hey, girl, we got your back.
But it's true. Like, it was really rough. And I mean, I'm not upset about it anymore. But I now have a Sour Patch Kid. I mean, everything's in my boobs today, guys. We're finding all
lucky,
kinds of things.
Lucky everything.
Here.
Honestly, they're great boobs.
It's a great boob. So anyway, it's great that they have this program, because if I had had something like that when I was a kid, it would have been really, really powerful. Yeah. You know?
And the way that it can break down the barriers of what someone in this corner is thinking and someone in that corner is thinking.
God.
And just get young people talking to each other and seeing each other and realizing they're not alone and realizing they're probably having versions of the same experience.
Yeah.
It's like, what a gift.
Well, and to remove the triggers that we all walk around with. I still have the same triggers I had as an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who I would like confide in. I have an audition. And I'm like, oh, I went to New York and I did this thing and I'd be so excited about it. And then I'd come to school and they'd be at the lunch table all making fun of me about it. Like, she thinks she's going to do something.
Well, and just
and so
knowing,
I still like, don't talk about work.
Yeah. Well, and just knowing that what you've said to someone really hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're that age, sometimes you just throw things out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, even now we all do that. We kind of say things and we don't really realize the impact. So to sit there and learn that your words have, you know, they impact people and it can last forever. You know, we all have these stories. We can repeat them like that.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah, that's true. I love the idea that we're in a moment where we're looking at the way it's always been and saying, well, that's not the way it has to be forever.
No, I want to be better.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's been the spirit of this,
you
know?
I was just going to say that's so much of what this is. I mean, this is one of the huge reasons why we're doing this with each other.
Yeah. We get to say we don't have to carry those wounds around. And what's been so cool is how tender this has been for all of us, but the fans who share with us and say, hey, hearing you guys open up about the fact that you all felt insecure when you started the show and you all felt scared and you guys got, you know, bullied by someone you worked for, it makes me feel like I can speak up. It's making people share. Yeah. And we really cherish that with you guys. And thank you for sharing with us what your experiences have been. You know, healing, reclaiming, enjoying, laughing.
Yeah.
It means a lot to have this space and what we get to do in it.
It really does. Well, we're coming up at the end of the show, which is so sad because we've been having so much fun.
Just so you know, we're going to keep going.
Yeah, it's not the end of our show.
We're going to make more of these cocktails.
We solicited some fan art.
We
definitely want to highlight some fan favorites here.
Okay. You guys have been making this for us. Oh,
this is from Sweetha. And it is so cool. She drew this. This is a hand.
She drew us.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Wow.
These are all, I mean, these illustrations are just so incredible.
We had so much fun at this photo shoot because we got to be, you know, we got to be frivolous, which we were such serious little bunnies when we were little.
Look at this one from Suhoon.
Oh, wow.
I hope I'm pronouncing your names correctly.
Yeah, like a team cheer squad. Karaoke, if you will, Daniil.
Karaoke, bitches.
And this one is like a dreamy sorbet swirl. I love that.
Yes. Okay, I'm super excited about this one. This is one of my personal faves.
Oh!
Rumeza. And she's, you know, the smart girl, tough girl.
Oh.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion bitch, or tough girl. I love all this. And she says, people always leave, but sometimes they come back.
Sometimes they come back, you guys. We're all back.
Yeah, we're back,
baby. Hillary, come
so
in.
So sweet. There you
are. There you are.
Oh, yeah, like our photo.
And this last one from Kirsten.
Hi, Kirsten.
I love this too. This is like such sticker art right here.
Yeah, good pop art.
I want this on a bumper sticker for my car.
Yeah.
And you know, I like that you've anointed us all with our little crowns because ladies, we deserve this.
Hey girls, should we spin a couple of wheels before the show is over?
Do we have a superlative?
Most likely to
maybe
for the live audience.
Yes.
Listen, before we do this, the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
has been very generous with us. Extremely. And they have been so glamorous all day long. Mm-hmm. I like that we get to do glamour now as grown-up women.
Really nice. Like, yeah. Really nice.
Amazing. They've let us take over a whole hallway. We've been running up and down here like Eloise.
Sophia loves nothing more than to run down a hallway. That's her favorite.
Since our first hurricane lockdown in Wilmington, season one, you know it. It will always be true. And we've been running up and down these hallways, and they've sent us champagne, and we just feel fabulous.
Oh, so thanks. So great.
They're drama queens at heart. Yeah. We like having a drama queens clubhouse. This is what I'll roll out song. Drama queens clubhouse.
I'll just make you another aviation
here.
You want
some more?
That's right.
Folks, all right, we're going to spin the wheel. What do we
wheel.
Got?
Wheel of Fortune. I just introduced my daughter to Wheel of Fortune. She's never seen.
Most likely to
choose to stay single forever.
Ooh. Oh.
I mean,
stay single forever. What's our definition of single? Does that mean we don't hook up with anyone, or that means we hook up with whatever we want, but no strings attached?
Yes.
Or, well, I have a thought.
What's your thought?
I mean, the first thing that came to mind when we read that was, Rachel produced a show as successful as the Oprah show, perhaps more evilly motivated, but equally successful, whatever. And got a plane. Rachel probably doesn't need to marry anyone because, she's protecting her assets, her hard-earned assets. And I respect that. But I would imagine that she would have bought herself a giant diamond and had a hot boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. She just wears it on this hand.
Right hand diamond.
Yeah, right hand diamond.
Okay. All right. She's the queen of the right hand diamond. It's Rachel Gattina. So much trouble.
I had a whole vision.
Yeah.
I saw like single that. Forever. And I was like, yeah, she just like runs a studio. Beautiful.
That's the spinoff. Single forever.
You have a cute guy in the guest house.
Yep. Ooh,
yeah. Like a pool boy.
We're getting into guest housewives territory, but honestly, we like it.
We've grown into it, folks. thank you for being on this journey with us. Thank you for joining us for OTH Day. It feels so nice to reclaim it together, to own it as our own little holiday. I feel really spoiled that people like want to play with us on this day and lean into it. So thanks for all of you who dressed up in pajamas.
Thank you so much. Drinks.
I can't wait till we turn the camera off so that I can start crying because I've been holding it back this whole time.
Oh no.
Sweet little bunny.
I love you.
No, but I love you. Thank you for having me.
Seriously,
I will cry.
Well, this is the first time we've all been together since my wedding. And so it feels really, really nice to have our squad back. Go Ravens.
R-A-V-E-N-S. Well, we love you guys.
We love you guys.
Tune in next week.
We'll see you on the podcast. You're coming back for the podcast, right?
Sure.
Duh.
Yeah. How long do we have to wait till we get to Rachel? Oh my God.
Was season 3 episode.
I say we go out of order. I'm waiting.
All right.
Nonsense.
You'll just have to tune in to find out. Thank you all so much.
We love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.